I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Saturday urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House on Saturday, President Trump said that he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate.
I'll be making my choice soon, and when the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be, but we'll be sending it over to the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it is hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. In the hours since Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death was announced, Democrats have raised tens of millions of dollars in political campaign contributions. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Democrats had raised more than $50 million in the hours since news broke of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. That total was as of 4 p.m. Saturday, according to a donation ticker on the website of Act Blue, the party's online fundraising platform. The 2020 campaign had already delivered record-shattering fundraising totals for the Democrats, a sign of the motivation within the party to rebuke President Trump on Election Day. But Ginsburg's death has brought new impetus to the campaign, particularly after Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both pledged to move forward with